阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, 阿弥陀佛。
今天我们讲莫造化头以心无事，是不是？
So, our topic today is to talk about the Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance Campaign via the lens of 化头 and Silent Illumination.
这边有哪几个打过莫造化头，请举手。
How many of you here have participated in retreats of 化头 and Silent Illumination? Please raise your hand.
哦，好。这个心无事是第一次听到人，请举手。
How many of you here have never heard of the Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance Campaign before? This is the first time you heard of it.
是这样的，希望 your first time. Oh, 心无事在台湾是一个很是不是热门，就是台湾很积极在推的一个运动啊。
In Taiwan, this campaign is something that's quite popular. They are really trying to promote it in Taiwan.
好像他们说，哦，那是自在意哈。像这一个有个108自在意，我不知道有没有跟心无事有关系，可能应该有关系啊。那他们听说印了，准备印七亿册，然后再希望能够推广七亿册。
So there's a little booklet that's called 108 phrases or aphorisms of DDM by Master Sheng Yan, and I'm not quite sure if it's related to this Fivefold Spiritual Renaissance campaign, but they are trying to print. 700 million copies and try to, you know, promote it to all these people.
那这一些108自在仪还有像这些新武士师父讲说他都是从心法衍生出来的。
So whether it's regarding this little booklet or this Renaissance campaign of Fivefold Spiritual methods, what Shifu said is these are all fundamentally methods of the mind. It starts out from the mind.
那什么叫心法？
And so what is the mind method?
心法应该讲说我们每一个人都有心啊，那这个心它显现智慧慈悲的功能，我们叫心法。
So the mind method could be we can think of it as all of us have a mind, and this mind has wisdom, and to reveal the natural wisdom, original wisdom of the mind is called the mind method.
可是当你生气，那很沮丧啊，种种的烦恼，其实这也可以叫做心法哈。
But even in instances where you are angry or depressed, these are still the functions of the mind, so they can still be called the mind method.
也就是说心法是一个新的功能啊。
So the mind method is really referring to the functions of the mind.
那心有种种功能啊，那我们说最完美的是智慧跟慈悲的功能。
The mind has all sorts of functions, and the most perfect one, the perfected ones, would be the wisdom and compassion.
因为心有无量的功能，甚至是种种的功能啊。那我们通常就是只是使用少部分的功能。
And the mind has all these unlimited functions, but in our daily interactions, all we really use is a very limited set of functions of the mind.
那我们讲说我们最常用的是能手的功能啊。
And again, repeating what we have been talking about, the ones that we use most frequently is the function of subject and object.
这是我们最常用的功能。
Isn't it? The ones that we use most frequently all the time?
那个心法，现在我们讲的心法比较是没有能手的功能。
And the kind of mind method that we are really trying to promote and teach here is the ones that's without subject and object. That's also a function of the mind.
那如果没有能所变成有能所，那个是已经是我们叫做下游工业啊。
So, but if the mind originally has the capacity to do no subject and object, yet we use it with the sense of subject and object, then that's already the lower stream, the lower grade of functions.
那我们在参加默照禅期哦，或是华陀禅期，其实我们就是要把这一个有能所的功能回到什么没有能所的功能，就是它本来的心法啊。
So when we participate in Hua Tou or Silent Illumination retreats, the objective is to return the mind from having subject and object to the state of no subject and object and revealing the perfected functions of the mind.
那通常就是默照华陀是在禅堂，那在生活当中怎么用，所以师父就开出新武士这样的一个的那个观念跟方法。
We could say that the methods of Hua Tou and Silent Illumination are methods at the Chan Hall during meditation. But how do you apply this mind method to our daily living? And so, based on that desire to make it more applicable, Shifu had came up with this fivefold spiritual renaissance campaign and started promoting it.
最早师父是用心法哈，就是我们用就是修默照华陀，就是要什么，就是能够去体会心法，而这个心法很什么，对一般人来讲是一个很，应该算是很抽象的名称哦。所以书就用了一个什么心灵环保这个名称来形容这个我们这个心法。
So the original objective of practicing Hua Tou and Silent Illumination is for us to firsthandly experience this mind method. But for the greater public, general public, the mind method is a terminology which is rather abstract. So, and it's kind of elusive, hard to pin down. And that is why Shifu then created this term called spiritual environmentalism, which trying to make it more concrete for people.
那心法，如果我们在禅修的时候叫做什么明心见性呢？见到我们的心性啊。那也叫做心法啊。那这一个我们这一个你明心见性以后，不要让它污染，叫做心灵环保，就是要保护这一个什么这一个就是心性啊，有时候我们叫本来面目啊，要保护这个心性不受污染，叫做心灵环保。
So during meditation practice, this mind method is for us to try to strive to reveal our true nature, to become enlightened. But once you have reached enlightenment, then we could apply the term spiritual environmentalism, trying to keep this enlightened mind and not let it be polluted again.
那我们刚才说师父从心法，然后用这个心灵环保这个名称，大家都能够了解的名称，然后再从心灵环保变成什么礼仪环保、生活环保，还有什么环保？自然环保，大家都不是很熟悉啊。
And so, from the seed of the mind environmentalism or spiritual environmentalism, then Shifu then extended to environmentalism of manners, how to deal with interactions, and as well as natural environmentalism, protecting the environment and etc.
再从四种环保，然后又开出 是安，然后是药，然后是他，然后是感，是福。
And then from these four different kinds of quote unquote environmentalism, then a further extension of it is the four fields for cultivating peace, the four guidelines for dealing with desires, the four steps for handling a problem, the four practices for helping oneself and others, as well as the four ways to cultivating blessings.
那这四个很难记，我上次就虽然字不多，但是有时候想不出来，然后我就把它用一个句子叫做他敢服药，他说安呐、啊、哈，他是他嘛哈，敢是敢嘛，服就是是服嘛哈，药就是要不要的药嘛，但是把他敢服药，就他敢吃药嘛，安呐、啊、没有，是不是不会死掉啦，也就这样记啊。他敢服药吗？那你就安啦、啊，就一样，你就要输，就这样背就知道是。幸福是我就这样背的哈、哦。英文不知道怎么讲，因为没有押韵。
This part I actually cannot translate because法师 had came up with an acronym to try to remember these five different items, and so he's really proud of it and he's sharing it. But it's in Chinese, so it's there's no equivalent in English.
其实我刚开始是讲说他安敢服药，他怎么敢服药啊？最近我跟 Annie 谈就说他敢服药，然后后面安可能更好记哦。
This is still about the Chinese acronym.
再不翻了，翻起来希望你听不懂啊。像人会把那个几个字用个什么？什么 ST 什么 SOP 啊嘛，他们就把那个单字，可是我不晓得怎么弄啊。
Yeah, so maybe the English speakers here, we can try to come up with an acronym later.
那这一个，这几个等于是新武士，其实最早是师父在不同场合的演讲，然后他这些菩萨，就把他们截取啊。变成新武士，刚好台湾大陆有一个什么，就武士运动嘛，那是新旧的新嘛哈、哦，那我们这个是什么心理的心啊，真心的心啊，所以比较容易记啊。
So the fivefold spiritual renaissance campaign is actually originated from Shifu's past talk. It's a collection from past talks, and the volunteers had organized the talks and come up with these items that's easier for people to remember. And the name of it in Chinese actually corresponds with another movement back in mid 20th century in China.So the phrase is pretty catchy.
那新武士就是因为比较简单啊，所以很多人就会用它啊。比如说有一个人，他去百货公司要买衣服，然后就会想到啊，想要的啊，需要的不多，想要的很多，但是还是挣扎啊。啊，最后他赢了，所以没买啊。
And the merit of this fivefold spiritual renaissance campaign is the meaning is a lot more transparent and concrete. So it's a lot more applicable for many people. For instance, regarding to how to deal with one's desire, there was once a volunteer who went to the department store and struggled with herself about whether to buy a dress or not.And because of the application of this spiritual renaissance campaign, that she ended up deciding not to buy the outfit.
她想要需要不多，想要的很多。
So this person remembered that actually there are very few things that we need, but we have unlimited desires and wants. And because of remembering the phrase, so she decided not to buy it.
这对一般人有时候有效，有时候是什么没效？因为什么？两股力量在拉扯啊，对不对？当你的欲望强的时候，你这句话是没什么效用的。
So these phrases are sometimes helpful, but sometimes unhelpful for people. And why is that? That's because our desires have a tug-of-war with each other. So while knowing that we really don't need something, yet the desire is really strong, so sometimes one end will win and the other end will lose out.
你常常用啊，总是有一次会成功嘛。
But if you keep applying it and keep practicing these principles, then gradually you'll become more successful, and at the end you may win out once.
另外，有些人就是碰到逆境的时候一直逃避啊，很痛苦。所以书就怎么说，你要面对它，接受它，处理它，放下它。
And on the other hand, there's another phrase called four steps for handling a problem. And that's when, oftentimes when people are faced with adversary situation, oftentimes people try to run away from it and feel very painful, has a lot of suffering because of the problems. And that is why then Shifu proposed the four steps: facing it, accept it, deal with it, and then let go of it.
有时候后面两个其实是不用的哈，比如有些人被人家倒债了哈，或是被人家告要抓去关，他不需要处理，他只要愿意去关，愿意接受就什么就 OK 了啦。可是光是要让他接受，哦，我讲了半天，他还是不愿意接受。
So sometimes you don't even have to use all these four steps in whole. You can take them apart, and oftentimes people don't even need the latter two, dealing with it and let go of it. Sometimes when with given a problem, simply facing and accepting the problem is already hard enough. For instance, if someone break the law and needs to go to the prison, the fact that this person will gradually come to term with facing the problem and accepting the fact that he needs to go to prison. It's already quite difficult, and sometimes facing people like that, I have to go through a great length of time to explain the issue and trying to help this person accept that he needs to accept the consequences of going to the prison.
我碰到一位，就是他的所有的那一个，应该是他的事业啊，变成一个好的朋友，全部倒掉了。就是大概台币200多万，大概几万七八万嘛哈，啊，结果吃不下，睡不着啊，还有什么笑不出来啊，就只要是吃不下，然后睡不着，那我们就跟他讲了说啊，你可能就是过去你倒他嘛啊，现在换他倒你了，他说。如果是被陌生人倒，那还甘愿呢？就是我的好朋友倒，我怎么可以放下他？你不放下，这样子就是吃，就什么，就吃不着，不是烦恼而已，他是吃不下，睡不着啊。可怎么欠？他跑到俄罗斯去了，可能去的时候看我们用什么东西能够把他什么，请他那个好友再还给他，他目的是要这样子的。可是我们就欠他之后，你接受就没事了，可是没办法。
So I once met a man who is a business owner, and he has a really good friend who actually betrayed him and took away all his money. And it was about 2 million NT dollars, which is equivalent to about 80K here in the US. And because of that, this man was extremely angry and depressed, and he couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, and he couldn't even smile. And so he came to the temple trying to seek ways to resolve the problem. So we tried to tell him that, really, forget about it. You know, the reason why your best friend betrayed you this lifetime, it could be because in your previous lives, you had done the same thing to him. But this man was so angry, he kept hanging on to his anger and said, well, if it were some strangers betraying me, then I could handle it a little bit better, but it's my best friend. How could he do that to me? And so we keep trying to tell him, really, the best thing for you to do now is to accept it and let it go. Otherwise, you're the one who suffers. You won't be able to eat, you can't sleep, and you suffer the most. But even with all these explanations, this man was unable to apply these two principles to the problem he had at hand.
其实我们生活上有很多是因为不甘愿不愿意接受而引起的痛苦，你只要转一下就 OK 了。
And so oftentimes, with all the sufferings, the pains we have in our daily, from our daily lives, it stems from our inability to accept the problem. Once you're able to truly face it and accept it, then, a lot of the sufferings could be diminished.
再讲一下，比如失恋啊，离婚啊，这个痛苦是因为灵的痛苦，还是不甘愿？
So, let's use another example. If you broke up with your significant others or got a divorce, so the pain, the sufferings that one experiences, is it usually from the very fact of divorcing or from your inability to accept it and to put it down?
有些人离婚是很快乐的呢。
For some people, some others, getting a divorce is actually a joyous event.
当然快乐那边就是他，因为他很甘愿，很乐意，对不对
？And the reason why that person can be so happy is because that person is very willing to accept divorce and want to go through it with willingly.
所以有时候我们就劝他说：“你这样想，有时候讲说为什么他那一个，是哪个地方不好，怎么样，没有用，反正你就不用想了，就是什么，反正就是严禁了嘛，就再找新的嘛。”
And oftentimes, when people like that came to us, the ones who are sad or saddened by the divorce, they often, try to come up with a rationale and keep thinking, so what did I do wrong? Or is there anything that I can do better? So oftentimes we tell these people, stop thinking and just accept it, move on, and you can look for another one even.
这个是他因为就是通常书籍的例子都是面对逆境啊，就是你无法过关的，你不想要的，所以他讲是他啊，那这一个是他啊，还有这个就是因为是面对困境嘛，所以他们就是解决什么困境的一个主张啊。
So oftentimes when Shifu teach this, he use it to help people deal with adversarial situation and dealing with problems. And that's why when they later extended to the four steps of handling a problem.
我记得好像陈水扁那时候没有选上台北市长的时候就用这句话，然后再重新什么在选总统，那就是放下他嘛，就不要再去什么。他想说为什么是失败，为什么失败这样子？那放下他以后，再重新再来。
The ex-president of Taiwan, President Chen, before he became president, he was the mayor of Taipei City, and he finished one term and ran for re-election. He actually lost the re-election. And so at that time he actually applied these four phrases: facing it, accepting it, dealing with it, letting go of it. And so he was able to let go of his loss, and then he ran for the rank for presidency.
那其实是他这个是他从末照的清楚放下衍生出来的。
Actually, these four steps for handling a problem is derived from silent illumination, from the notion of putting it down and being clear, being lucid.
是他可不可以用面对顺境的时候可不可以用是他
So these four steps, even though right now it's dubbed as handling a problem,But actually in situations that is in accordance to your desires, in happy incidences, can you also apply them?
应该是可以的，因为整个后面的四感就是什么感恩感什么感恩感谢感动感化还有赐福 这个几个，你们看看这几个，其实大概四安，包括四安啊，这几个通通都是有能所的。
So actually yes, for even though right now it's for handling problem, but you should be able to apply it even in good situations, good conditions. And not only for these four steps, but also for the four practices for helping oneself and others, for the four ways to cultivating blessings, and the four fields of cultivating peace. All these, if you look at them, examine them closely, it still contains the notion of subject and object.
譬如说感恩，他是讲说奉献不求回报，有没有我跟被奉献的对象？有。
For instance, the four practices for helping oneself and others, one of it is to be thankful of others. So when you are being thankful of others, is there a subject, I, and then object, others?
就是感恩，就是对方有一个让我奉献的机会，那我不求回报，有个我，一个对方。
Even when you're feeling that I'm being thankful of others for giving me the opportunity to contribute to the society, and then I ask for nothing in return, that's the whole phrase. Even in that situation, there's still a subject I, and then an object others for this thinking to take place.
还要感谢是讲说什么？感谢顺境逆境都是恩人。顺境，我跟顺境有没有能所？
And then another one of this four practices is to be grateful, and being grateful of positive as well as negative conditions, being grateful of both of them.And in that case, is there still subject and object? That there's an I in response, in a position to the object of a positive situation or a negative situation.
还要感化自己，感动别人啊。通常我们是要感化别人，对不对？是不是说要感？这个人就是啊，这个人啊，就是烦恼很多，要感化他的。可是不是讲说要？感化自己，感动别人。那这里面有没有能所？还是有。
And the third and fourth of these four practices is to reform oneself. But oftentimes, what we try to do is we're trying to reform others. We see other people's faults and thinking this person needs improvement. But no, Shi Fu said we need to reform ourselves. And then the fourth one is by reforming ourselves, then we make improvements, and so we can move other people by our virtues and behaviors. But still, reforming oneself or moving others, is there subject and object?
包括四福，就知福、惜福、培福、种福，也就是有能所的啊。
And this also extends to the four ways to cultivating blessings, which are recognizing blessings, cherishing blessings, nurturing blessings, and sowing the seed of blessings. And again, with these four blessings, there are still subject and object.
你享用不享福，是不是有个主体，然后不去享用什么外在的什么资源，然后尽量少用资源，是不是？主体、客体都是有的。
The subject and object is prevalent. It's everywhere. So even when you're thinking about, I need to cherish my blessings so I don't use up too much resources, there's still the sense of I and resources.
我们叫做广种福田，对不对？广种福田有没有一个我？那有没有一个福田？
A very commonly used phrase in Buddhism is called widely sowing the seeds of blessings. You need to do it across the board universally. But even in that case, is there a sense of I that's doing the planting, and then there is this field of blessing for me to plant in?
最好是一下子就超越能所，但是也搞不清楚能所是什么。
So the best approach of all this is, if you can, the best way would be to transcend subject and object, and bypass that altogether. But the problem we have is oftentimes we're not even clear what is subject and object.
我讲那么久能说有没有人听不懂
I've been talking about this for so long already, this subject and object. Is there any of you who's still not clear about it?
因为我的中国人都不好意思问了。
Chinese people often are very shy and refrain from asking questions.
他可能等到别人问，他就可以说话了。
Oftentimes people keep waiting for others to ask questions, and then they can derive benefits from those questions.
哦、oh, 好 yeah,
问题是说那到底能所是什么然后我们要怎么样运用才能够超越能所、
oh, 好、先想这个部分再来回到莫照话头、哦、
So we'll answer this question first and then we'll later come back to the methods of silent illumination and 话头、
所以能所就是一个主体主体的我或者主体的心来认知客体的现象或是来跟客体的现象互动
So when we talk about subject and object that is having a subjective sense of me or the mind and using this subjective mind to interact withthe environment or interact with other things that that's perceived as objects.
譬如说我是你们认知的对象对不对那你们坐在那边你们可以认知我感知我不管你称他这个认知的叫心或是叫我都可以那就是你是主体的你能够认知的那个东西我或者心是主体那我客体是被你认知的对象
So for instance I'm sitting here I am the object of your ability to perceive something So I'm the object of your perception And you sitting over there Whether you call it me, I Or you call it my mindthere is this subjective entity that has ability to do the perceiving.
那我是客体，你的心是主体。啊，当你去感知身体的时候，你的心是主体，身体是什么？是客体。
So in this sense, when you are looking at me, I am the object of your perception or of your awareness, and your mind is the subject.The one that's the agent that's doing the perceiving. But when you are perceiving your own body, trying to reflect and being aware of your body, then your physical body becomes the object and your mind is the subject.
好，比如说，那我动了一个念头，有一个想法，这个想法就是客体，那你能够感知它这个想法，叫做什么？主体。
And going in further,when you give rise to a thought and you have the ability, your mind has the ability to be aware of this thought, then the thought becomes an object. And whatever you have to be aware of the thought is the subject.
那这个过程当中，通常我们会把我们能认知的对象既有能认知对象的这一个主体当初我西方人可能不会叫他叫做心、啊、通常叫做我可是佛法的话说是心能够认知
And in this whole process of perceiving and being aware oftentimes thisthing that you use to be aware of external environment or to be aware of any object we tend to call it in the Western culture people probably call it I it's I who can perceive or in Chinese we often call it the mind
我不晓得希望的 soul 是不是能够认知还是希望 soul 是因为一个东西跑到哪里去了
So I'm not quite sure if it's equivalent to soul in English. How the word soul is perceived in the culture, whether soul is something that can have the ability to be aware or not, or it's a separate entity that can go to different places. I'm not quite sure.
希望人家讲 soul 是不是他能够认知，还是是一个东西跑到哪里去了？
So in the Western culture, what is soul? Is it something that can perceive and be aware of things, or it's merely, or it's something that goes, you know, to different places from life to life? How is soul regarded?
哎呀，有没有拿个麦克风？哎，
Hi. Okay. my knowledge on this subject doesn't really warrant all this work we're doing to try to get me to talk. soul in the West, it depends on what aspect of Western culture you're talking about. I think that Judaism and Christianity have different ideas about this. They're not exactly the same. And Islam too, if you want to call Islam a Western, it comes out of the same religions, same basic religious culture. I think they also have a little bit different idea. I think that most Western people do, who believe in a soul, do think that this perceiving subject that we all experience is very closely related to that soul. But I think they also understand, in the traditional Christians, when you die, your soul goes to either heaven or hell, or if you're a if you're a Catholic, you might go to purgatory. They believe in purgatory. But there's a judgment, and it's you're being judged on what you did during the world and in life, and then that soul goes different places. It's definitely believed that that soul can still experience things, because when they talk about how bad it is in hell, the soul's down there suffering, right? It's feeling suffering. Something's down there suffering. When they talk about how good it is in heaven, there's something up there experiencing goodness on some level or other, is the way it's usually talked about. So that's basically what I know about it. But it's connected. This idea of the self and the perceiving self is connected, I think, to most people's idea of what the soul is.
所以在西方的文化里面，每一个宗教，比如说犹太教、基督教，甚至你若要把伊斯兰教加进去也可以，这些教对于灵魂的看法都有点不一样。不过贝尔菩萨他说，以他自己的观点来说，西方人通常认为灵魂跟这个能够认知的主体是有关联的，因为毕竟死了以后，不管去天堂或去地狱，都还是这个灵魂能够感受到极乐或者感受到地狱的痛苦，所以是有关联的。可是是不是完全一样，不是很确定。
好，那我再问一个问题，你现在看到我，然后就听到我的声音，那这个是soul的功能还是什么功能？以现在他们的心的认知，那是什么功能？是哪一部分的功能？是soul的功能还是什么功能？
So by extension, let me ask you a question that right now you're sitting here, you're able to listen to me and to see my image. Is this a function of your soul or of something else different?
Well, in the West, they don't use the word function the way that it's used in Chinese discussion. I know that I've learned this slowly. I've eventually picked it up that there's this, we talk about essence of mind and function of mind, right? You know, various, and remember when we were talking last time, you were talking about, I forget the name of that thing that we're working on, but they talk about four different things. This is the principle, this is the essence, this is the function, this is the blah, blah, blah. You don't see that kind of discussion of these issues in Western thinking that much. That's sort of Chinese. So it's a little different, you know, it's just approached a little bit differently. So I wouldn't...
没关系，就是说，那你用什么东西看到我？
我先翻他的 ，so let me translate yours first。所以他认为在西方文化里面，事实上他们并不像中文一样会分为，心本身跟心的作用，他们没有这个区分，所以很难。然后不是像我们上次在说的那个，我们上次是那个对心的本质、心的功能、心的作用这些，事实上在西方文化里面没有做这一个区别。那是发现你的问题是什么？
我想包括中国人，其实一般人其实也对这个是搞不清楚了。应该这个应该是佛法啊所讲的，只是说我们现在提到的是说，我们就一般人，比如说你看到我，我们一般人可能就是用眼睛看到我嘛，其实我们也大概也不会认为是心看到，对不对？然后现在就是说西方有没有探讨，不是像你现在看到我，现在看到我，听到我，那是用什么东西看到我？
So I think basically, even though you said Western culture doesn't talk about it, but I think even for Chinese culture, people generally don't talk about it like this either. They don't talk about the essence of the mind or the functions of the mind. It's Buddhism that talks about this. So I guess the question is, now I'm posing to a Westerner that, then do Westerners talk about what is it that you use to see things? What is it that has the ability to see?
Well, it's your mind. I mean, it's your, I think when they generally, I mean,
how would a Westerner?
Well, they make a distinction between the soul and the body. Okay, that's clear. That there's a distinction there. To the extent that seeing is a physical process, they would say, well, that's one thing. The soul is not involved in physical processes in that sense.
So you, I see me.
Well, the whole central nervous system is involved.
Our nervous system.
You know, my central nervous system.
Yeah, yeah,
including my spine and my brain and the whole darn thing.
And who judge the nerve?
What?
Who's judging the nerve? Then who's making
decision? So you see me, yeah.
Who's making the decision for the nerve that the nerve you're seeing him?
Oh, who decides that it's you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that comes out of the brain. That's part of the brain stuff. It's all this programming that's in there from all my experiences. Tells me, I've learned that, oh, this is, when I'm looking at you there, I've learned through bitter experience that means I'm looking at Shifu or, you know, they make a distinction in the West, I know this for sure, between the body and the soul. And, you know, when you die, it's the body that dies and your soul goes to heaven. But some Christian sects I know do believe that you're actually, the resurrection, when Jesus comes back and you're actually reborn, it's going to be physically reborn. So your body actually is reborn, according to some of them. Some Christians don't agree with that, as I understand it. And I don't mean to be insulting any Christians.
所以他是说在西方文化里面通常灵魂跟身体是有区别的。那至于说是什么东西去看，是身体的部分，就是一个身体上的一个过程，一个作用，跟灵魂没有关系，就是你的眼睛，然后透过中央神经系统这样去看去辨知。那所以身体跟灵魂是分开的两件事。不过话又说回来，在有一些西方的宗教里面，当基督复活的时候，然后所有人都能够复生的时候，重新活过来的时候， 又有说法说是身体也会同样的活过来，不止灵魂而已，所以这个区别我并不是很清楚，不过我知道是并没有讨论的这么细，说是到底是什么东西在看。
哦，反正就是平常在看在听的时候，这个心灵是没事的。
So does that mean that when you're listening and looking at things, the mind is doing nothing?
Yeah.
Another question in the back. I just want to use English to address these questions because in the neuroscience, when we are doing the neuroscience research, I know that the cognition of the brain cell actually is the function, you know, is the cognition to perceive the things, the subject. It's not really talking about a mind, all right? So in their research, you know, point of view is the cognition of the brain cells to recognize, and they're part of the, our brain, you know, functions.Can recognize, perceive the language or understand your behavior, the deed. It's all controlled in the brain. This is from the neuroscience perspective to understand this. So it has nothing to do with the Buddha's so-called mind. That's the reason why the Westerners usually don't understand, you know, our Buddha's perception of the mind. So actually there's a correlation from, because I understand both.So I think, you know, their approach is from the physical approach, physical part of our body, our brain cell, to approach, to understand, to recognize the things occurred in our environment. So we perceive through the function of our brain, not really the mind. But I have a question, because this is the question. Could you translate for yourself? I'm sorry, I can't. I don't know how to translate
in
Chinese.
刚刚那一段是说主要就基本上是重复被我菩萨说的，就是在认知这方面都是因为透过我们的脑神经，所以一切都是在于头脑本身，头脑的细胞，脑细胞他们做这个认知的动作，所以跟佛法里面说的心是非是两码子事。
基本上就是西方科学家就是神经科学家，他们对于这个认知的功能的研究啊，所做的研究实际上是从脑的认知能力来判断来辨别，所以我们所有的我们的这种辨别的能力实际上是脑的功能，而并不是说一个心的功能，这是跟佛教有点不太一样，但是实际上我们所讲的东西的话很可能是可以就是说可以互相可以关联的。那现在我想提一个问题给法师，就是因为我最近在看书的时候看到一个 they talk about conditioned mind， 那是 in English conditioned mind， 那是否跟我们中国人就是法师刚刚所讲的这个能所是不是是相连的有关系的，这 conditioned mind， 那什么就是什么叫 conditioned mind？
有连这个英语我也搞不清楚。
制约的 condition 是被制 ，condition 是不是能够翻成制约？被制约的心，
实际上这是从一本英文的书，他讲了这个 condition mind， 我是觉得好像是讲的就是说我们的这个我们的心就是我们的所有的对外界的认知的东西啊，实际上都经过我们自己这个心的一个运作的一种功能，所以会带有很多的主观的意识，就是这种 ego 会来就是来由我们的这个 ego 来控制着我们对于外界事物的认知跟判断。
So the question basically is that she has recently read a book about conditioned mind and wondering if this is exactly the same as what we talk about subject and object in Buddhism. That's the short of it.
现在没有时间比较了。 还是就是先告个段落，以后要谈这个主题再另外再谈呢？那
we actually don't have that much time to delve into it in detail right now. So if you really want to try to make a comparison between the two, we need to set aside another time to talk about it in depth. So we'll hang on to that and then move on with what I had prepared originally.
那因为我是顺便刚好提到这西方是怎么认知的啊，那现在我想我们还是回到佛教讲这个心啊，就是我们这个心心啊，反正对佛教来讲灵魂啦、soul 啦，还有什么你能够现在可以讲话可以来投胎的，全部都是心。
So I was really trying to only make a brief comparison with the Western soul, whereas in Buddhism, in original Buddhism, whether it's a soul that can reincarnate or whatever that can perceive things, this is all, they are all related to the mind itself.
一个很简单的，你说脑细胞，脑细胞把它弄出来的时候，是你认识脑细胞，还是脑细胞有认识功能？
So if you want to talk about neural cells, so if you take it apart and look at one neural cell, is the neural cell itself has the ability to perceive and to be aware, to know, or is it you, your mind, that has the ability to be aware of the neural cell?
那不是好像有问题。你可以问啊。
I have a fundamental question. What is mind?
我有一个更基本的问题，到底什么是心
？Or do you equate mind with consciousness? Or then what is consciousness? That Buddhism begins with mind, so I would like to know your notion of what is mind.
那在佛法的说法里面，心跟事是同样的东西吗？或者他们两者之间的关系为何？
好，很简单的，心本身就是没有能所叫心，有能所叫的事。
So a very simple answer to that is, without subject and object, it's called mind. But when you have sense of subject and object, it's called consciousness.
也就是说，你心产生能所的功能，那个叫我们给它名称叫做事，但是还是心。本身既有认知，只是它是有能所的认知。
So when the mind gives rise to the functions of subject and object and operate from that platform, then it becomes consciousness. Whereas the mind itself still has the ability to be aware. So without subject and object, it's called the mind. With subject and object, it becomes consciousness.
So the mind is a alive because of our Buddhistic notion of interdependence, since mind doesn't occur without the senses, or is the mind independent identity so that it just function without five senses? How does the mind work?
那所以这个心的作用到底是怎么一回事呢？它是跟我们的五识，是分五根是分开的，还是结合在一起的？
好，很简单，心跑到眼睛叫做眼识，跑到耳朵叫做耳识。
Simple answer: when the mind goes to the eyes, it becomes the eye consciousness. And when it goes to the ears, it becomes the hearing, the ear consciousness.
就是眼睛、耳朵是工具，你透过眼睛看，透过耳朵听，就变成能所，那叫做眼识、耳识、鼻识，叫做五识。
So the eyes, the ears, the nose are merely tools, and through these tools, you are able to perceive things. And so when the mind focuses on the mouth, the eyes, and it becomes the eye consciousness.
从佛法讲，就是说眼睛、耳朵、鼻子，身体没有辨知能力。
based on the Buddhist understanding, the eyes, the nose, and ears themselves don't have the ability to know, to be aware. It's the mind that does.
Then without those tools, doesn't mind manifest?
如果没有这些工具的话, 眼, 耳, 鼻, 舌, 这些工具的话, 那心 还能够呈现吗? 还有心?
如果你没有这些工具的话, 你就可以看到台湾, 看到大陆, 听到台湾, 听到大陆, 因为你透过眼睛, 耳朵, 结果你那个认知的功能就被限制了。
If you do not localize in these tools, then actually your mind has the ability to know things that's happening in Taiwan, in China, all over the world. But it's only because we limit ourselves to these specific localized tools. That's why we have very limited vision and hearing.
那希望人就是说,这个叫做灵魂,那这个灵魂还是有能守的,不是真正的那个心。
So when one dies...
Let me finish translating that, please.
I'm sorry.
In Western culture, oftentimes this mind can sometimes be called as the soul, but the problem is soul still contains subject and object, whereas in Buddhism, there's no the mind doesn't have subject and object.
你只有没来没去的 soul叫做心真心。
So the soul that doesn't come and doesn't go is what we call mind.
So when one dies, what happened to this mind?
就你就投胎啊, 那也happen, 那叫soul啊。
所以当你, 问题是说, 当你往生的时候, 那这个心怎么啦? So the answer to you is, when you die, you reincarnate, nothing happens to your mind.
Good deal.
好的。
So, I'm really new to Buddhism, but I once heard that the mind is Buddha, right?
Yeah.
And what you're saying is we have to get past what we've already learned in life, like subjective, objective. So is the goal to be empty? To be just aware? Is that the whole concept of transcending, just give up all like the ideas of everything and just be or something like that?
So when is it sure
那是不是所谓的超越能所就是空就是超越我们所有的一些观念然后纯粹的存在那这个就是心吗讲到最后现在是没完没了了现在不再回答了因为这个又是另外一个主题的反正你现在记住就是我们的心本来就既有认知功能 那没有能守的认知功能，那现在变成能守，就变成我们现在就这个样子。
Again, because of time constraint, we can't dig into it very deeply right now. For later, but basically, all you have to know is the mind has the ability to be aware, and has the function to be aware. But only because we start to have the notions of subject and object, and so we are the way we are right now.
反正就是有能守的认知叫做众生，没有能守的认知叫做佛。
So when you have your mind still has subject and object, we call it myriad of sentient beings, ordinary sentient beings. But without subject and object, then you transcend and become the Buddha.
所以我们才要讲叫心佛众生三无差别，就是功能不一样而已。
And that is why there's also another term in Buddhism says the mind, the Buddha, and sentient beings. There's really no distinctions between any of them. The only difference is in how they function.
你现在继续这样，再下去已经离开我们的主题了啊！我只是好奇，结果引来一堆骚扰。<笑>
So hang on to that key concept right now, and we're not going to keep going down, going further with it at this time. I was merely curious. That's why I posed a question, and I guess it invited all these discussions. But we now have to move back to the topic.
No.
Yeah, I do. have to think about it.
所以，不过我想这样的理性对我们也有帮助，因为我们整个末造化头，它就是要我们从我们这个能守的心，透过末造化头去回到那个没有能守的心或者本来面目。
So even though this discussion, all these Q&A was unintended, but I think it's actually helpful for us because the topic for today is to talk about silent illumination and hua tou. And these silent illumination and hua tou are methods that help us bypass the mind that has subject and object and returning to the mind without subject and object, which is our original nature.
那这个末造化头它的一个最关键的东西就是你在用这个方法的时候，就是不去管你所认知的色声香味触法，他不去感知，不是要把你感知的身体的状况弄得很舒服，他还是什么触，然后你心很宁静，他还是法，都是有能所的，他直接去回到你的这个源头，就是你那个心性本身。
So when you're practicing silent illumination and hua tou, the key point is that the essence of these practices is to pull back from your eyes, nose, ears, and tongue, pull back from all these phenomena that has been aware, perceived by you. You're going to return to the original source.The objective of meditation, of using this method, is not to make your body feel very peaceful and comfortable, or to calm your mind and settle it at one quiet place. That's not the objective. The objective is to, because after all, a quiet state is still dharma, it's still a state of mind.And, or feeling comfortable is also merely a phenomenon. So what you're trying to do is to pull back from all these phenomenons.
我不太想用 detach 啊，因为 detach 已经对一般人来讲没什么意义。
I refrain from using that word because it's overly used and it becomes almost moot for many people.
因为 detach 就是什么？有时候就要不管它，可是正在操作的时候，其实你要去回到本来的面目，那叫 detach， 就是不执着了。
So oftentimes, people say detach. When they use the word detach, that means not paying attention to it. But what we're really trying to get at is not merely not paying attention to it, but to return to the source and find out what is it.That is being aware.
我们说不要注意，不要管这一个。你不管这个，你心又会管另外一个了，永远是在管的。你不 detach 这个，你是 detach 别的东西，是不是？我们不知道，我们以为我不 detach 的。你只要有能所，就是 attach。
So, the reason why I don't use detach or attach is because if you say, "Oh, I'm going to detach from the image of this mug." If you detach from one thing, you're going to attach to another. That's just how our mind operates with the sense of subject and object. You naturally attach to one thing or another. But what we're trying to do here is not that.
所以就是你真的就是说要离开执着，就是你再如果是末造化的话，先不要管你所感知的对象，包括身体，包括你的任何种种念头，直接这个东西全部不管的，那就要回到那个本来的那个面目。
So whether you're practicing hua tou or a silent illumination, you're trying to, regardless of what phenomenons come up, you're not going to pay attention to any of them, and you have to return to the original source, the mind.
这个在禅堂好办事哦，因为禅堂就是什么，你就是好好的修你自己，然后人家煮饭给你吃啊，然后法师就什么敲引经，你就按照那个，你就好像就一个死人这样子啊，就被人家这样子，都不用管，
It may be actually pretty easy to do, not paying attention to things that you perceive into external world when you are in the Chan Hall, because there are people taking care of you, people keeping time, people cooking for you, so you could almost regard yourself as a corpse, a dead corpse, where you're just following the order and go along without exerting too much thinking of your own. But that is not going to work in everyday living, can you?
我记得我第一次打完成绩以后，我自己就发言说，我日常生活当中都在打气啊。结果我们的法师讲说，哎，你是最近是不是心情不好？
I remember when I participated in a retreat before, and after the retreat, I vowed to myself, I'm going to treat every day as if I'm in the retreat. So after practicing for like that for a little bit, there's another Dharma master that came up to me and say, what happened to you? Are you in a bad mood?
我只参勉说我正在收拾身心，我在用功。
No, I explained to him, no, I was merely trying to pull back all my senses and my mind, and I'm trying to use the method.
因为有一些菩萨，他们就是很用心摄心，结果回家就走过头了，然后到超市，忘记他要买什么东西。
There are also some other practitioners who work really hard. They try to pull back their senses and try to focus their mind. But what happened at the end is oftentimes they will get to their house and walk past their house, or they will go to the supermarket and forgetting what to buy.
所以像这个就是说在生活当中的原则上我们还是没有能手，可是你还是用的说我看到什么。 你还是用这种一般人认知的，有一个我，有一个人，你还是用这种语言，可是你是可以没有能所的状态，不是心而已，你自己处在一种没有能所，可是你用世间法有能所的这个语言来表达。
So what the true state that we're trying to achieve is to achieve no subject and object, yet in our daily settings, you still have to operate with worldly dharma, and so you will still use languages as I am seeing him or I'm seeing you, but you merely use the language, but your mind is already without subject and object.
所以才会讲就是说，啊，我帮助别人，但是什么？第一个就是我不要期望回报。And so,
to put it more plainly, we can say, I should try to help out other people, but I shouldn't expect anything in return.
其实更进一步讲是说，你不要以为有一个你在帮助别人。
So that's one level, but when you look at it at a deeper level, you should think this way. Do not think there is the I that is helping others.
但是就是说不期望回报是比较容易做到了。
In comparison, merely saying I don't seek anything in return, that's more easy to understand and perhaps easier to do than having no subject and object.
那真正我们讲就是说，我们要回到那个我是什么？我们要说三轮体空的，就是帮助别人。你的目标就是要什么？放掉有一个我在帮助别人，但是还是一直帮助别人，但是。 永远没有人被我帮助。
But what we should really keep in mind, what's the pivotal mechanism really is, you should think that I'm helping other people. There isn't an I that's helping other people, but you should continue relentlessly keep reaching out to help other people, and then also try to gain the understanding that there's no one there that's for me to help.
我记得就是有一个真实的故事呢，就那个法师啊，有一个道场的法师啊，说你这一个啊，就是布施哈，那你就不要写名字啊，就是练习无相布施嘛。有一天他就带他的朋友说，你晓不晓得这个柱子是谁捡的？ 没有写名字，那个柱子是谁捡的？是谁捡的？就是他捡的嘛。 你看他是没有写名字，他是心里还是什么牢牢记住这个柱子是我捐的。
这个是一个
没有华，那个华师叫人家叫信众啊，要练习无相布施，你不要像我们有些人就不要写什么监管者是谁嘛。可有一天他带他朋友去，你写不了这一根柱子没有写名字，这根柱子是谁捐的吗？就是他捐的，因为他要练习无相布施，可是心里面有没有像啊？
So there is actually a real case where at the temple, one of the masters tried to teach the volunteers or the students how to practice giving without any form, practice formless giving. So people can make donations, but they don't put down their names. So it's nameless giving. So after having done that, the lay student wants bring some friends to visit the temple, and the student then point at a pillar of the temple, say, "See that pillar without names? Do you know who donated that pillar?" So in a sense, even though this person didn't put down his name, but do you think he really let go of the notion, or do you think he's really practicing formless giving?
那为什么要修无相布施呢？因为如果你有相布施，譬如你在布施，然后我们华师或是我们菩萨就是要理不理的话，你下次可能就什么没了。可是假设你布施，然后又被人家什么被人家侮辱，你无相布施的话，你还是为什么继续布施的，你才能够一直累积功德。
So if you are truly, oftentimes when people make a donation and if the Sangha pay not much attention to it, doesn't make a deal out of it, and oftentimes what happens is people will stop giving. In some other case, but if you're truly able to practice formless giving, then even if people slander you because of the deed, or people say bad things to you because your donations, if you're truly able to be formless, then you will still continue to practice the practice of giving and not caring what other people think. That's the true formless giving.
所以有时候我们对那个大护法我们就特别恭敬，那小护法就马马虎虎了。
That's why sometimes we are especially grateful and respectful toward those people, the big people with deep pocket, and for people with less resources, that we're not as respectful.
是不是华师大小心？
And is that because the Sangha have a differentiating mind and they are not fair to people?
哎，你对他哦，就是把他当作一般的信众的话，下次他就什么不来了，不布施了。
So in practice, sometimes if you treat those people who has the ability to make a lot of donation, if you treat them as ordinary beings, practicing equality, these people will actually stop giving.
因为一个人，我们在修行的时候，从啊、哦，没见了，从没有布施的习惯，或是不愿意布施，变成愿意布施，其实他是有一个什么，有一个要去克服的一个关卡。那再从有相布施到什么无相布施，又是什么一个关卡？可能有一些人一生都是有相布施的。
And that is because for ordinary people, when they are practicing giving, there are several hurdles they have to go through. So from a person that doesn't want to give to a person who's willing to give, there is a hurdle that person has to first get past in order to start giving. And then also from practicing giving with form to giving without form, formless giving, there's yet another hurdle. So oftentimes, a lot of people, all their life, they can only reach a state where they give with a form, where they still need to receive recognition.
像我妈妈那个笼统，我告诉她说：“你要哈，没有布施的我，没有布施的人啊，怎么讲都听不懂，那只好放弃了。”
So, for instance, my own mother, she donated and became honorary director at DDM in Taiwan. And so I tried to teach her that then you should have the mentality that there's no I that's doing the giving and there's no organization that I'm giving to. But no matter what I say, she's just not able to understand the concept. So what can you do?
Because for her, she was钱是一直往内的哈，现在往外的已经什么，已经有进步了。
Because for her, her past practice is keep taking in more money. So now for her to reverse her pattern and start giving out, that is already quite an accomplishment.
所以这个还是有层次，但是我们还是想办法，就是不要布施的然后想办法让他布施，对不对？那已经有布施的想办法不要那么快，就是不求回报就好了。
So there are different levels of practice. So what we are trying to do is to help people from someone that's stingy and not give, to help that person to move on to start practicing the act of giving. And then for those people that are already doing it, then start to teach them about formless giving, or maybe not move so fast, at least start to tell this person to not seek anything in return. And so it moves from level to level.
所以对，就是说在日常生活当中，我们的目标是他能够超越能所，可是在接引的时候要有善巧方便。
So even though our ultimate goal for all those people that we deal with is to help them realize no subject and no object, but in the process of interaction and teaching, there are still expedient means that you have to use.
所以在早期事物开始在带的时候讲都讲最高的了，什么明心见性，什么无我啦，到最后的话都通讲有我的。
So in the early days when Shifu first started teaching, he talked about the deepest, the highest teachings of no self, of enlightenment, and how to see one's true original nature. But over the years, he gradually stepped down and started talking about how to practice with a sense of self.
他现在常用的就叫智慧，慈悲。顶多加一个什么无我的智慧，然后平等的慈悲，那众生听到以后各自解读。
So the most oftenly used phrase by Shifu is wisdom and compassion. At most, he may attach wisdom without self or compassionate universal compassion. So that's all he talks about, and but when students hear it, it's really up to them to make their own interpretation.
像我自己就是想要再更深入的话，所以拼命讲能所，结果大家就听不懂。
As for me, I really strive to go deeper, and that's why I keep repeatedly talking about subject and object, and oftentimes audience gets quite confused.
我记得我讲心中的妈妈不是妈妈，已经讲了应该两年了有了哈。
Remember, we have been using this example that the mother in your mind is not your true mother. We've been talking about this for at least over 2 years, haven't we?
那最近改为就是要没有能所，因为讲的严谨，那大概可能，我想大概可能也要两年到三年才能过什么，才知道我在讲什么。
But recently, I've shifted, started talking more about subject and object, and that is because we've.Maybe I'll have to keep talking about it for another 2-3 years for you to beginning to have some understanding.
好，你好。对对，他这个没有电了。所以这个还是要什么？ 就是努力的讲啊，讲久了，至少就是说，多少听一点，听一点，对不对？因为这是很关键的东西。
So I still have to work really hard and with all my effort keep talking about it and maybe you'll be able to understand it little to little, little by little. And the reason why I have to keep teaching this is because it's very important, it's pivotal that you have to understand this concept of subject and object.
还有吗？因为我们还有十分钟呢。没有麦克风了吗？都没电了的。不乖啊，他没电，我也没电了。
Maybe the mics are out of power, so am I. I guess I'm out of juice.
我也不知道讲到哪里去了。
I don't even know where I am now in the talk.
那你从能所再拉下来。通常，我昨天讲到就是什么，其实佛法很简单，没有能所的本来面目变成有能所，有我跟你，再从有我跟你再分好跟坏，合意跟不合意，再从合意跟不合意里面，合意我要什么，要抓掉的贪，不合意叫什么，就是要排斥叫做嗔。那贪不到痛苦，贪得到其实也是有副作用的快乐。
So, based on what I talked about yesterday, Buddhism is actually quite simple. That, originally the mind is without subject and object, and then it attached to wrong notion and start to have subject and object. From this notion of subject and object, then we start to make distinctions between what is good and bad, what is desirable and what is undesirable. And from what is desirable, for things that are desirable, then we keep wanting to get more of it, and that is greed. And for things that are undesirable, then because it's not according to our wishes, so we have anger, greed and anger. And then things are desirable, you try to get it, obtain it, and if you're able to get it, then you feel happy. But it's really a happiness with quite a lot of side effect. And if it's desirable, but you cannot get it, then there's anger.
所以我们任何一个时间点大概都可以看到哈，从没有能守的真心本来面目，到了第一个有能守，第二个有善恶好坏，第三个有贪嗔，第四个有什么排斥跟什么跟抓取，所以就任何时间里面，你就我们的心基本上都已经跑到第几个层次了，一二三，第四个层次了。
So it's quite easy to see from moment to moment, this is how the mind operates, and it's by stages.First, from the true mind of no subject and object, moving on to the second one with subject and object. And from that, it gives rise to the notions of good and bad or evil, what is desirable, what is undesirable. And then it gives rise to greed or anger. And then it gives rise to grasping or rejecting. And that's how we operate.
那如果从莫照话头，他不管什么取舍贪嗔人我，直接跳到什么超能所那一个本来面目。
And for the methods of silent illumination and 话头 they discard all these latter levels, anger or greed or what is desirable, grasping or rejecting or having the sense of self and others. Those are all disregarded. And what you're trying to do through these methods is to go back to the original source and find out what the true mind is.
那对一般人听不懂的话，只要改变什么，你因为贪嗔引起的痛苦，那这样就叫人什么，面对他，接受他，就除什么。除嗔，然后就是需要的不多，想要的很多，除什么贪， 可是除了以后有没有我有，但是也不错了，烦恼少一点。
But oftentimes people do not see it at the deepest level, the subject and object. Most of people, all they want to do is to reduce the suffering they feel derived from grasping and rejecting. And so that's why Shifu came up with these phrases of when you have problems, then you have to face the problem and accept it, and that will help you get rid of your anger. And only ask for what you truly need, and do not have endless desires and going after all those endless needs and endless desires. That will help people reduce their greed. So if you practice those things, yes, it will help you reduce some sufferings. But do you still have subject and object? Yes, those still exist.
那本来我们的真心或是我们的心性本来是什么？具足一切，但是我们把它分为我跟什么外境，有时候我们就要分为正报跟什么依报，只有从此以后我们就很努力的叫什么修福，实际上你就是什么用正报来修什么依报，实际上你已经把它分开了，那没办法，只好这样讲啊。
So our true mind originally already encompasses everything, but because we don't know that and we have the sense of subject and object, so you start to make this distinction, the separation between the sense of self and external phenomenons. And from using this original karma body, yourself, and then we start to chase after, try to cultivate more and more merits.
所以这个后面的这个什么要什么知福惜福，是最终的就是要从惜福、知福、惜福、众福，不管哪个福，你这个福全部都是什么有漏福，因为什么我跟福报是什么是相对的，要跳到什么具足一切的无漏福。
So another one of the fours is four ways to cultivate blessings. So whether it's recognizing blessings or cherishing blessings and nurturing blessings, all these blessings, ultimately, they are blessings with outflow. It's still exhaustible. And that is because you're operating with a sense of I in relation to external blessings. So this is not ultimate.
所以菩萨在帮助众生的时候，他从来不会要想福，为什么？因为要去除正报跟依报的什么的对立，而什么到达什么本质具足。
And so that's why when bodhisattvas are practicing, they don't even think about blessings, and they don't think about it because all they're trying to do is to reduce and get rid of the notion of this original direct original consequences body and versus in relation to blessings, circumstantial rewards. They're trying to reduce that, reduce subject and object altogether.
总而言之就是日常生活当中你还是必须要依照世间法的模式跟人家互动，然后进一步能够超越世间法，我们叫做什么出世间法，就是说以出世的的心啊来做入世的工作。
So in other words, there's really no need to seek after blessings because your mind already encompasses everything. So in conclusion, in a nutshell, in our everyday interaction with the world, you're still supposed to follow the normal guidelines, but then your mentality should be one that's out of the world without subject and object. So you're using out of the world mentality to commit in deeds that is of the world, the worldly deeds, and conducted according to the worldly the common guidelines.
主要关键就是从有能所什么，然后跳到无能所。
So the key is to move from having subject and object and try to bypass that to a state of no subject and no object.
如果你跳不上去，那你就一直降低哈。
But if you cannot make that leap right away, then I guess you'll have to lower the bar and start from lower levels.
就是从什么甘愿代替不甘愿啊。
And so if we put it in a more common language, then what you can practice is when you have something that you're not willing, then you replace it with willingness.
那甘愿以后再从甘愿，我甘愿到没有我在甘愿。
And then further on, you move from I am willing to the state of there is no such thing as I that is willing.
如果还是听不懂，你再准备两年来听哦，因为。
If you're still fuzzy with all these concepts and feel quite confused, then you need to give yourself about 2 years and keep coming back every Sunday to attend the lectures.
我相信我讲心中的妈妈讲了两年，应该有些人还是迷迷糊糊的。
I think even with the concept that we talked about previously, the mother in your mind is not your true mom. Some of you may still be kind of fuzzy about it.
因为我自己就花了十几年了啊，那边你们两个有点太便宜了。
Because after all, even I spent over a decade mulling over these points, and so for you, I'm giving you 2 years. That's already quite a bargain.
好，我们今天讲到这边。
So we'll end here today.